Brad Rippey, agricultural meteorologist with the United States Department of Agriculture, provides an outlook for this spring and what may be in store across the Cotton Belt.
Now, as we head into the spring of 2024, we continue to see the influence of El Nino on weather patterns. Even though El Nino has started to wane a little bit, we hit peak strength back in the midwinter. And so we're still dealing with kind of unwinding the impacts of El Nino this spring. Now, interestingly, it does look like we're going to do an almost complete flip-flop during the late spring and summer back into La Nina. So that means that the waters that have been warm in the equatorial Pacific should cool down. Not expecting a big impact from that quick flip in the summer of 2024. I think we'll still see a lot of the impacts of El Nino lasting, which hopefully means better moisture in the Cotton Belt, and hopefully we'll keep temperatures down a little bit with that rainier weather. But as we head beyond the 2024 season, getting ahead of myself here a little bit, but we do have to be concerned because La Nina oftentimes will mean drought in the southern tier of the United States. If we see some kind of unexpectedly early influence from La Nina, that could mean hotter, drier weather late in the growing season. I don't think that's going to happen, but it is something to keep in the back of your mind if it does start to play out later this year.